Christ is the bread of life. Christ is the bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let us pray. Loving God, for the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, be with us and speak to your word. Amen. Before I share with you for the message for the day, I grab this opportunity on behalf of our ministry team to say thank you very much for all the congregation, for your support and your prayer for the parish, for the beginning of this year. We're coming for the 8 months of this year. Your prayer is very worthy for this parish. So I wish you all the best for the rest of this year. May God bless you and shine upon you during our time in this parish. My text for this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever come to me will never be hungry. And whoever believe in me will never be thirsty. That's my theme for today. Christ is the bread of life. You thinking about for the last month, we're working together with the Gospel of Mark. And he talking about the value of Jesus is the Son of Man. The first Sunday, the first four Sunday of last month, Mark talking about the power of Jesus. He is the Son of Man. He healed. A woman was suffer for 12 years with constant bleeding. And the daughter of Cyrus, the leader of the local synagogue. And the second Sunday of last month, that's the people of Nazareth, they reject Jesus when he came to his home. And the third Sunday, he's talking about the death of John the Baptist. And the fourth Sunday of last month, Mark talking a little bit for the feeding, Jesus feeding the 5,000 and healing the sick in Gennesaret. On last Sunday, you remember the preaching on last Sunday, this the last Sunday of last month, we start for the Gospel of John. John, he shift from Mark talking about Jesus is the Son of God. He shift his thinking and his teaching, talking about that the heavenly things that Jesus in his time. Last Sunday, that's the people follow Jesus, and Jesus feed them, they counted the 5,000 people for only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unbelievable. Follow that Jesus walking on the water. After last Sunday, when people, they found out that Jesus was disappeared together with his disciple, they start to chasing, where is he and his disciple? And they found out Jesus on the other side of the lake. When they find him, this is our gospel for today. When they find him, where are you? How did you come here? And they have a chat with Jesus. And Jesus trying to explain, to discuss with them the bread of life, the heavenly bread, not the bread that you know, that you go and buy from the shop. And when the people, they understand what Jesus said, and they said to him, what we do? What we do, Jesus, what we do? How can we receive the heavenly bread? And Jesus said to them, this is the only way God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent. And they said to him, say, give us the bread every day. And we come that Jesus said in my text for this morning, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. What important of the bread that you have today and you go and buy from the shop? What important for the bread for you today and your soul and your kid? Bread to satisfy physical hunger and sustain physical life. How about if you have no bread in your home? You start feeling weak and you do nothing. So this is the bread that we are familiar for us today. But Jesus today, from the Bible, he tried to show them how the value for the bread from heaven. That's the same thing for the value of the bread that you have every day. We can satisfy spiritual hunger and sustain the spiritual life only by our right relationship with Jesus Christ. No wonder he called himself the bread of life, but bread must be eaten to sustain life. And Christ must be invited into our daily walk to sustain spiritual life. Why the Christian and the people, they want the bread of life? Our real life is the new relationship with God. They want it because if the people, they got Jesus in their life, they have a new relationship. That relationship in trust and obedience and love of which we have already fought. That relationship is made possible only by Jesus Christ. Apart from him, no one can enter into it. Therefore, if Jesus is the core of life, he may be described as the bread of life. The hunger of the human situation is ended when we know Christ, and through him know God. The restless soul is at rest. The hunger heart is satisfied. See, this is the value of the bread from heaven. If the people, Jesus said, whoever come me, you want to come Jesus, he will show you the right way to go. I told my house group on last Thursday, 1986, this is my first time to come to New Zealand. I came to study at the Bible College of New Zealand at Auckland. My first week of orientation, the dean and the staff, they want me to pay my full fee. That's $3,000. That's only $700 that I have. I approached for one of the holy group at the Bible College, and I share what the problem that I have. And they pray for me. They pray for me. That's only one thing. The solution for your problem, Timothy, we pray and take all your things to God. Do you know the Friday of my orientation week? I came from my pigeonhole. I got an envelope. When I opened it, I was surprised. The check is $2,000. The name that they signed in the letter inside the envelope. Timothy, that the money is help for you and your family, your brother in Christ. No name. Your brother in Christ. When I came the second week, on Tuesday, after the assembly, I went down for my pigeonhole and find another envelope. That's the cash. That's $500. That's enough. That's enough. For my school fee. Brother and sister, the bread of life, whoever comes to Jesus, he will bless you. He will show you the way and will be satisfied. He will be satisfied. Will you? Will you? Amen. God, he is the solution. He is the solution for your problem. At home, at work, at school. Some of the students university, they ignore. They don't care. For the power of Jesus. Before I go down, I invite you. This is the invitation for you and for me. Go to Jesus. He will feed you. If you believe him, you never, ever thirsty again. God bless you. Amen.